We've been talking about Joshua and his quest to cross the Jordan. As a matter of fact, what he's getting ready to do is bring about change. They're about to change locations. And oftentimes, with change, I want to say this, what I've learned. You have to be careful when you get ready to implement change. There are some things that you got to be careful of, because remember, when you make the change, you're going to have to live with it. Come on, somebody. The writer says here in Joshua chapter, I'll just read the first one because that's what we did the following week. It says, then Joshua rose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out for Shittim. Told you, don't get stuck in that valley. And came to the Jordan, and they lodged there. Before, notice that, that's wisdom. They lodged there before they crossed. Verse 2. At the end of 3 days, watch this, the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then, turn to your neighbor and say, then, you shall set out from your place and go after it. I want to talk about this morning how to proceed with change. Last week, I talked about the challenges that come with change. Today, I want to talk about how to proceed with change. Amen. Let us bow. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins. Today I ask that you would forgive us all of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, create in us, Lord, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit in us. Father, I pray that you be the preacher now. Forgive me of my sins. Clear my mind and heart. And allow me, Father God, to glorify you through preaching. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of God will last forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you, ushers and greeters. Amen. 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 Change is always hard for people. Change sometimes can cause us to feel as if, amen, we're all alone. Maybe you may be feeling, I'm the only one that want to change. I'm in a situation where, Pastor, well, it looks like I want change, but the people around me, they don't want change. Hello, somebody. So you can stay stuck in your situation or stay stuck where you are simply because you are accommodating people who refuse to change. Somebody here this morning, I want to tell you something. Amen. If you're serious about change, you have to remember that you will face challenges. Last week, I told you that the first challenge that you will face is the challenge of not knowing what's on the other side of your change. I wish I had somebody. You see, this is where faith comes in. This is where your journey with God, your prayer life, and everything else must be intact. Because if you don't know what's on the other side, it requires faith to keep stepping. I told you that. Not only that, but the second challenge that comes is wondering what people will think. Isn't that something? Most of us stay stuck in our situation just because we're worried about what people may think about the change that you make in your life. You may change your hairstyle. You may change your dress. You may change your address. Amen. And people may start saying, I wonder why she doing that, or I wonder why he's doing that. And oftentimes, amen, this becomes a challenge because sometimes we're living to please people rather than to please God. I wish I had somebody. I told you that the other challenge is the valleys. Many of us are in valleys right now. We're going through. Notice what I said. You're going through the valley. You're not supposed to stay stuck in the valley. You're supposed to go through the valley. But one of the things that you must remind yourself as a blood-bought believer, as a born-again child of God, is that you are not alone in that valley. That God is with you, that the Holy Spirit is inside of you. And as the Holy Spirit leads you and as he fills you on a continuous daily basis, you can make it through just about any valley that you come up against. Life without valleys is not life. I should say life without valleys is not living. Because usually when you get into the valley, you get to understand who you are. You get to realize who God is, and here's what else you realize. You realize that this is a place I don't want to be. Somebody here this morning, it's your valley that has shaped you. It's your valley that has propelled you where you are today. So I thank God for my valleys this morning. And not only that, but I told you that sometimes the challenge is your Jordan may look like your Red Sea. Because here's the thing, when we trust God and we change, what happens is God doesn't guarantee that everything is going to be all right. But listen, they went from a Red Sea to a Jordan, another river. Amen. They went from a sea to a river. And oftentimes that's what usually happens when we are implementing change in our lives. We go from the sea to the river. And if you respond at your river the way you responded at your sea, come on somebody, because at the sea they responded with doubt. At the sea they responded, amen, with they were grudgingly speaking against the man of God. They had regrets. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, you can't have no regrets when you come to your Jordan. I'm talking to somebody. And then I told you that the last challenge that you have to be very, very careful of, amen, is becoming comfortable. Amen. You don't want to become comfortable at a temporary place. Where you are right now may not be permanent, it's temporary. And listen, nothing lasts forever. Amen. I want to tell you something. Just when you think that you're going to be at that job a long time, amen, God has a way of showing you that nothing is permanent. The only relationship that you have that's permanent is with him. But here's the thing. Oftentimes, the reason why we lose things is because God says you have become too comfortable. Come on, somebody, where you are. Do I have anybody this morning? And Joshua finds himself now. He sent out the spies in chapter 2. Amen. He understood that the spies, that the people in this land that he was getting ready to go into, they were more afraid of him than they were afraid of them. Are you with me? They had a fear. They had a holy reverence for them. Listen, not holy reverence. They were scared. Amen. They were so scared that they trembled at the idea that they were coming into their land. Because here's the thing. Sometimes God will put temporary people to occupy and take care of the things that God is getting ready to give you. I'm talking to somebody. You thought that you were supposed to be there, but God says, listen, I'm taking care of some stuff over here for you. You better hold on because guess what? Change is coming. Do I have anybody? So the question today is, how do we proceed? How do we proceed with change? We know about the challenges, but now how do we proceed with change? Let's look at it together. Joshua, he came to the Jordan. They left the valley of Shittim. They came and they lodged at the Jordan River. But notice what they didn't do in verse 1. They did not cross right away. Here's what I want to say to you today. Don't be anxious for anything, the Bible says. But in everything, what? Through what? Through prayer and what? Supplication, make your requests be known unto God. And then the Bible goes on to say that the what? That the Here's the thing. If you're going to proceed, make sure that you are at peace with your change. That's not even a point. That just came from the Lord. Amen. Make sure what? Make sure you are at peace with your change, but make sure you pray before you proceed with your change. Are you with me? So make sure you pray and make sure you are at what? Peace. Now, here's the thing. You can't find the peace of God if you haven't prayed. Amen. And one of the things that I found out about people is that they're in a rush to make the change, and then they end up regretting the change that they made. Are you with me this morning? So watch this now. Watch verse 2. It says, at the end of three what? Days, the what? The officers. This is why when you come to our church, you got to have a Bible in your hand. You got to have a Bible in your hand, because we're going to stay in the Bible, right? Now, the number three represents completeness. 3 days, Jesus, come on, somebody, stayed in the grave. Am I right about it? He stayed in the grave for 3 days. Amen. Am I right? Three represents the Father, the Son. Come on, somebody gonna get this. The Holy Spirit, completeness. And so one of the things that the Lord showed me, that why did they take, listen, they could have just went forward. Am I right? They had already found out that the people in the land was afraid of them. I'm going somewhere. You got to stay in the context. Watch this. They already knew that the people were scared of them. And sometimes that's what happens. Just because everything looks right doesn't mean it's time to go forward. So my first point is, amen, if you're going to proceed with change, you got to know the proper timing for change. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got to know the timing. May I say this to you today? You have to be sensitive. We have to be sensitive to the timing of God. Because three represents completeness. They knew that it was after 3 days. The text says at the end, not at the beginning. Can you imagine how many people say, man, let's go get this. Come on, we finna do this. We finna get over here. We finna take over this city. Guess what? God says it's ours. May I say this to you today? Sometimes the reason why we mess up is because we're not sensitive to the timing of God. Listen, timing suggests that you're willing to wait until you see that it's God that's telling you to proceed. That you are at the completion of your learning, that you are at the completion of your testing, that you are at the completion, come on somebody, of God's refining your character. Listen, God is preparing you for something. And if you and I are not sensitive to the timing of God, we can miss the blessing of God. Do I have anybody? And here's what I'm saying. They were willing to put in the time. They were willing to stay there for 3 long days praying, preparing, watch this, pondering, amen, saying, God, we're getting ready to go over, but I'm asking you, Lord, is it the proper time? Turn to your neighbor and say, is it the proper time? Come on, somebody. You've been trying to change your attitude. Is it the proper time? You've been trying to change some things in your life. Come on, somebody. You've been trying to move forward in your life. But the question is it in God's timing? And if it isn't in God's timing, then here's the question I have for you. Are you willing to wait? Because waiting does not mean denial. Waiting means that I am preparing, come on somebody, for the greater things that God is about to bless me with. But if I don't have the right attitude, come on somebody, if I don't have the right mindset, if I don't appreciate it the way I should appreciate it, then why should God give it? And so we have to wait for the proper timing. Are you with me? Let's look at verse 3. It says, and they commanded the people. These are the officers. They went through the camp and they commanded the people. What did they command the people saying? When you see of the covenant of the Lord your God. This is why I'm saying you got to be careful how you proceed with change. See, sometimes the change that we're trying to make, it's not godly change. You know what it is? It's a flesh change. You follow what I'm saying? You want it so bad that you're not willing to wait on God. You want that thing so bad that, listen, here's what's going to happen. If you're not willing to wait, you're going to miss something. Are you with me? Watch the text. The text is in the text. Now, watch what he said now. He says, and they commanded the people saying, did they tell them to go forward? No, he said something. He said, when you what? When you what? When you see. When you see what? Now, the Ark of the Covenant was constructed during the Israelites' wandering in the desert. The Ark of the Covenant was used, watch this, as an important symbol in the Jewish faith. It served as a, watch this, a physical manifestation of God on earth. Now watch this. You want to change. You want stuff to work right, right? Don't we want that? Isn't that what we all desire? We want a better situation. We want a better thing. We want something better. But may I say this to you? God used the ark, watch this, as an indicator, watch this, of when he wanted the nation to go forward. So my next point is, how do we proceed with change? We must put God first. The Ark of the Covenant represented God. He said, when you see God, I'm talking to somebody here. When you see God, then you go forward. When you see the Ark of the Covenant, amen. When you see it, amen, of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. I'm talking to somebody here today. You got to keep looking. You got to see God in your change before you can even change. You got to see whether or not from where you're standing to where you're going, is God anywhere in the midst? And sometimes, amen, we're not putting God first. Watch this. We're putting him on the side. We're putting him behind us. We want to, listen, he says when you see the ark, inside of the ark, you know what was in the ark? The word of God. So here's what I want to say to you. You can't proceed with change unless you get in this. Because this is your GPS. Oh, Lord. Listen, this is the GPS for you to proceed forward. I know some of you resisting it, but guess what? God wants you to know that you, if you don't put him first, nothing's going to work. The book of Colossians says what? He says he is before all things. And amen. And all things came into being because of him. Amen. And all things exist because of him. So that he may have what? First place in what? In everything. I find it pretty interesting that before they crossed this Jordan, Joshua told them, keep your eyes on the Lord. Ooh, turn to them and say, keep your eyes on the Lord. Listen, it looks tough right now. Listen, victory is right in front of us. Our breakthrough, our blessing, and our future is right in front of us. But may I say something to you? The moment you take your eyes off of God, you're going to see stuff for what it really is. It's marred. It's under the fall. But when you put God first and you keep your eyes on him and his word, you can know exactly where you're going. See what he was saying to them was, listen, y'all, I know we're going forward, but you got to have the right vision. And if the vision isn't lining up with God's word, then you need to stay right where you are. Do I have anybody? He told them, listen, don't be in a hurry. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be in such a hurry. Listen, listen, listen. You're transitioning. Come on, somebody. You're transitioning. Don't be in such a hurry. God has a plan for you. And watch this. God's plan for you, watch this, is going to be better than your plan. But if you're going to proceed with change, come on, somebody. Tell your neighbor you got to put God first. Tell your neighbor you got to put him first. Tell him for real, you got to put him first. Now watch this. Watch the text now. Watch the text. I love this. Listen, I love the Old Testament. Watch this. Watch what he says. He says, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, I'm going to stop right here, with the Levitical priests doing what? Doing what? So picture this. It is a box that's made out of a chia wood overlaid with gold, and it had a pole on it. All right? Had two poles. When we get our new computer, I'm going to put all those images on the thing for it. Two poles. And you had the priest to put it on his shoulder. Now watch this. The only person to move the ark was the priest. Now watch this. Watch this now. You cannot move forward. We're stuck right here at the Jordan. If we have no priest, we have no movement. We have no pastor. We have no... Oh, I wish I had somebody. You don't want to be in church? You need a pastor that's going to shepherd you, that's going to love you, that's going to guide you, that's going to walk in front of you. Come on, somebody. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to carry that ark in front of you, and he's going to lead you as you go forward in your life. So the next thing you got to do, if you're going to proceed with change, number three, pay attention to God's priest. I wish I had somebody. You hear what I said? Pay attention to God's priest. Now watch this. The priest, his job was to read the word, present the word. Watch this. Procure the word, study the word. Watch this. I'm trying to help you. Speak the word to the people of God. But his job also was to go in and make intercession for your sins. Now, watch this. He says, when you see the ark, watch this, don't just look for the ark. Look for what? Look for the priest. And oftentimes, we want the blessings, oh, come on, somebody, without the priest. And here's what I want to share with somebody here today. You can't get the blessing without the priest. You can't get the blessing without a word from your pastor. You can't get the, listen, you've had plans, you have great ideas, but they will not come to pass until you sit down and become teachable. Because it's through the preaching of the word of God that you are transformed. Come on, somebody, and say, transformed. But the priest has to make sure that when he holds the word, that he's living right. Because let me tell you something, baby. There's a lot of people carrying this word right now. And guess what they're doing? They're leading people astray. Listen, they're profiting from the word. Listen, they're not prophesying from the word. They're prophesying from the word. God got a blessing for you. I know he got one for me, too. Can you get deeper than that? Now, in two verses, we went deep. Am I right about it? That's when you know you got a preacher. Come on, somebody. That's when you know you got a priest that's handling the word of God. And watch this. And that's guiding you to where you need to be. You know what God is saying to the Vision Church since January? It's time for change, y'all. You haven't gotten that yet? Come on, somebody. It's time for you to change zip codes. Amen. It's time for you to get a new car. Listen, how long are you going to patch it up? Amen. said, well, Pastor, I ain't got no money. Tax time here? Uh-oh, don't let me talk about tax time now. Amen now. Amen. Tax time. Everybody get happy. New furniture, everything new. Amen. Did you think about the Lord? Amen. Make sure you bless your money now. Amen. Amen. That's from the priest. So watch, this is what I found to be interesting. Is this deep or what? Is this deep? This ain't a shouting message. It's a deep message today. Watch this. Don't go forward till you see it. Can I ask you something? Did God give you a revelation yet from his word through the man of God that it's time for change? Anybody? Anybody? I know I'm on it then. Right? God saying, hey, it's time for change. But listen, don't get anxious. Listen, I know you may be in the valley. Don't get anxious. Stop. If you don't see it, you better sit down. If you don't see the word in front of you, oh, man. If you don't see the pastor before you, stay right where you are. Because I want to tell you something. You don't want to make a move without God. Never say you can't make no move without God. No, don't make no move without God, y'all. But here's something else that I found, and I'm closing. I'm finna sit down and watch. Look what he said. Then, this is the part that really got me here. Then you shall set out from your place, and I want you to shout this out for me. And go after it. Shout, go after it. Come on, you got to do a little bit better than that. You got to go. Come on, come on, let's see if we can say it. Go after it. What are we going after? The word. We're going after God. And we're going after our change. Do I have anybody? Watch the text. The text said, then you shall set out from your place. And what? Oh, y'all wasn't in unison. If we were on TV, they'd be laughing at us. They'd be laughing at me. We are on Periscope. Amen. Watch. Set out and go what? Boy, I like that. I like that. I like that. So the last thing you got to do. Now watch it. Hold on before you put it up. This is what a lot of people, when they're making change, they miss. Here's the thing. Jonah. I'm going to talk about Jonah Tuesday night. Y'all want to be here. I'm going to talk about the fishless fisherman, right? No, I'm going to talk about the reluctant missionary. Amen. On Tuesday night, the reluctant missionary. Watch this. Jonah, God says, hey, man, this is what I need you to do. I need you to change. I need you to leave here. I need you to go there, right? I need you to preach. You know what he did? The Bible says, rather than doing what God told him. See, some of us are disobedient. We just blatantly. I mean, seriously, look at Herod. Herod just grinning and skin. Herod said, yeah, I know about that, Pastor. Yeah, we're hearing the word. Right? It's penetrating our hearts. We want to grab it, right? But guess what we're not doing? We're not applying it. He says, what does he say? What did he say? He said, when you see the ark. Oh, don't forget the priest now. When you see your pastor with the word, that's what he, in layman terms, right? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get your shoes on. Come on, I want to get your best shoes on because I want you to go after it. Some of us are giving up. We're not going after it. Notice what he said to go after. You know what he's saying to go after? My last point. Here's the thing. If you're going to proceed with change, the last thing you got to do is pursue God's presence. Who said, Faith. Thanks. From the mouth of, y'all won't say, she thought that was deep. Amen. Thank you, baby. Y'all just sit there, yeah, I hear it. God's presence. Yeah, you just said God's presence. All right, I get that, Pat. Yeah, all right. Set out from this place and do what? Now, why did I say that? Because wherever the Ark of the Covenant was, woo, God's presence was there. And that's how you know that it's time for change. Because you're not pursuing a man. Come on, somebody. You're not pursuing a career. You're not pursuing a woman. You're not pursuing something in the world, but you are pursuing God's presence. And I want to tell somebody here something today. When you pursue God's presence above everything that's in this world, God will bring about permanent change in your life. Do I have somebody? Say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Say I love you, Lord. And I'm going to pursue you so I can change. Give God a hand clap praise.